Last week, thousands of fast food restaurant employees across the country walked out of their kitchens and into the streets to demand a living wage. They were demanding their companies pay them $15 per hour, well above the national average. There were protests in several Michigan cities, including Detroit, Flint, and Lansing. While the picketing was going on, one mom-and-pop burgers and wings shop in Metro Detroit was plugging away at their unique business plan. Moo Cluck Moo in Dearborn Heights starts its employees off at $12 per hour. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with the restaurant's co-founder, Brian Parker. His first impulse was to ask how he came up with such a unique name.
We were sitting around having a conversation, my partners and myself, and we were talking about different concepts. And I have two daughters that are now 19 and 20, and I could just see them when they were little kids saying, "I want to go to Moo Cluck Moo." And it just popped in my head. I could just hear it. And it just sounded like the right name, the appropriate name for what we wanted to do with our concept. So,
well, in the first 5 months you've been in operation, you're already turning some heads, less for the menu than for your salary range. How and why did you decide to buck the trend that we see across the country in fast food wages to begin starting salaries at $12 an hour?
Well, bucking the trend was a surprise to us. The how was that we hire good people with good skill set, people that are personable, people that love food as much as we do, people that know how to prepare and serve the food, and they're really passionate about it. They're just like us in terms of what we want to offer our customers, and we really just thought it was the right thing to do. It helps us because we don't have a lot of turnover, and we can empower our people. We're not paying them just to do, we're also paying them to think. We want our employees to take ownership in things. If you see something that needs to be wiped down, wipe it down. If you see something that's foul, pick it up. If you see somebody that's not happy with something, get to it immediately and know the answers to the questions before they're asked. They can handle things on the spot. They can do things without us having to be there and babysit them. You know, if we paid people and had the quality or level of people that needed to be handheld and be sort of coaxed along the way, then our staff, our partners, our management, we would just be high-priced babysitters.
A few days before Labor Day, and certainly this was a strategic maneuver across the country, we saw fast food employees going on strike temporarily in places that included Detroit and Flint, and they were demanding $15 per hour as a living wage. What was that like in Detroit? I don't know if there were any other chains, national chains, that were near to you. Did you get a chance to see these things, these strikes firsthand? And what's your take on that as someone who is paying well above minimum wage, which is $7.40 an hour in Michigan?
Well, thankfully, we didn't have to deal with that. We didn't have employees out striking. That would shut us down, and of course, that would put a bad taste in our customers' mouths. So I did see that in the news. There was some local activity. I believe one of the local restaurants was closed temporarily because of most of their staff was out on the picket line and not in the store working. So it does have a direct effect on business. And as I said earlier, it's easier to bring people in and train them. It's easier to keep them, and we don't have high turnover, which is really more cost effective for us. Once our team members are better trained, then we can rely on them to train people. It's not very difficult to understand what we're doing, but it's a very, very difficult job. And it's hard standing on your feet all day, dealing with customers and taking orders and getting those orders prepped properly and handled properly. And that communication between what a customer is ordering and what we're delivering them is very, very critical. So I think that some of these companies where their workers are striking maybe need to sort of take check and balance and understand what their employees are going through. And it is hard work. And I think we sometimes tend to lose sight of that in our society, that these people need to be paid a little better because they do have a responsibility to get the food delivered in a way that's healthy and good tasting and best prepped, and we are doing it for the mass public. It makes it even more difficult because now you're dealing with the masses, and you're not just serving dinner to your family of two or four or eight people.
Right, exactly. Well, as you indicated, Brian, certainly you have higher labor costs, and it sounds like you're keeping your overhead under control. But what kind of a profit margin are you seeing because of this?
Well, our profits are in line. We're not out of the red yet in terms of being a startup. We've had a lot of upfront costs that we've paid out of our pockets. As far as what the national average is, I believe those labor costs are in the 30% range. We're right in check with that. I can't give you an exact number because it floats from day to day, week to week. And considering we've been around, I think today's our 5-month anniversary. We haven't had the luxury of looking at it from an annual standpoint. In fact, just going into our second quarter here, not even a quarterly standpoint. But we've looked at the numbers, and our labor rate is pretty much in check with the national averages.
Given that you've had some publicity on this in the last 5 months, are you getting any patrons coming in your door that are reading about you? And are you having conversations casually with them about your pay scale? And do they ever say to you, I sure wish that other chains would catch on and maybe that would boost our economy as a whole?
They do. That's happening on social media. We see a lot of that. We're getting accolades on Twitter and Facebook. It's been very, very nice to see a lot of people, tons and tons of support, not only for the quality food, but also for how we're treating our employees, which is that's a great compliment.
Well, if there's any community in the world that has such a focus on the economy, it is certainly Metro Detroit. Did you set out to make a statement on purpose about this when you first got started?
Well, again, it goes back to what I said earlier in terms of just being the right thing to do. We're all Detroiters. Most of us are born and raised in Detroit. And we had an idea that we thought would really take off. And the fact that it has taken off in Detroit, in an area that is predominantly working class, hardworking Midwest roots, we felt that if we could make it here, we could take this concept, you know, throughout the country. And thankfully, because of the attention we've been getting, we are getting inquiries from all over the country in terms of, you know, asking us if we'd consider opening up in their metro region.
So that tells me you're not ruling out a franchise situation one day. And if that were the case, I'm assuming that your core precept would be pay people a decent wage, a living wage, if that's what the proper term is for it.
That is it. We really want to invest in our people. We can't do it ourselves. We realize that doing what these team members of ours do day to day is very difficult. And it takes focus and dedication, and to do it on our own and think we can do it better would be arrogant and not right. So, yes, if we can take that model, and it is working here, and let that model serve as a base for other areas or other regions, we're all for it.
Brian Parker is the co-founder of the restaurant Moo Cluck Moo, which has been operating since April in Dearborn Heights. Brian, thank you for talking with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And anytime you want, come on down and visit us, and we'd be glad. Great to have you here.
For Current State, this is Kevin Labrie.